Good Monday morning. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3. It's a rainy start this morning. We're going to have highs around 53 or so this afternoon. We might even see some sunshine later today.
Woohoo, I love that.
Hey, you sound a little different this morning.
It feels a little different this morning, I'm not going to lie. So I've been quarantined to my house basically just to protect my mom, who is 70 and a smoker, and I have some young kids as well. So we figured it would be best to social distance ourselves between Jimmy and myself. So
I think it's
way different.
Look, but that's the power of technology. We have Skype and we have video calling and all that stuff, and it's like, bam, it's so easy.
Right. For you, it's easy. For me, it took some learning.
You've got
on my end.
You've got a whole setup now in your house/studio.
That's right. I tried to set this up in my closet, but I couldn't get all the cords in there. So I am currently sitting in my den, and I had to shut all the doors to my mom's room, all my kids' room, so they don't hear me, you know, chatting this morning.
So you don't wake everybody up at 6 in the morning? At 8
That's
o'clock,
right.
I say you can open up all the doors. 8 o'clock is fine.
Oh, my gosh. At 8 o'clock, it might be mass chaos in my house, and I have a feeling my 5-year-old is now going to be the third member of the show.
I'm excited. I'm excited because he's going to take both of our jobs because
he probably will.
He's probably more entertaining than either of us. But anyways, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. We've got positive news stories to put a smile on your face. We know things are stressful right now. I've had several breakdowns this past weekend, but
we're all here to get through this together.
So it's best to focus on the positive news stories.
Yes.
And we've got those coming up for you in about 2 songs. As always, we do appreciate you waking up with us. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. We've got Post Malone for you right now.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
We got Tell Me Something Good, positive news stories, put a smile on your face. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Tell me something good.
So we're all going through a lot right now, but there are some good stories that have been coming up from all over the place, all over the world, amidst this coronavirus pandemic that we're going through.
Yeah, you just got to look for the positive in things.
Yes.
I've got 3 that I'm going to kind of cover this morning. There's about 10 of them total that we see on the daily. I have 3 that I would like to go over. One of which, there's a guy in Milwaukee who just launched a GoFundMe for his birthday to raise money for local restaurants. And in the first 18 hours, he raised over $16,000.
Holy cannoli pants.
I know, which is really awesome for restaurants. But I kind of want to wish somebody would do this for salons, hair salons, because you know that's got to be hard for them.
Yes.
All right. So moving forward, there are more and more landlords across the country that are cutting rent. Or possibly waiving the next month's rent. One guy in Milwaukee left a note on his tenant's doorsteps. There's a lot in Milwaukee. We should follow suit. Said that he's only charging them $100, and if they don't need help, he wants them to use the extra money to support local businesses.
Oh, that's cool. That's
right?
Wisconsin. There's a lot of good people and good cheese in Wisconsin, eh?
I know, eh?
That's really cool.
And the last one, there are thousands of people in New York that have signed up to foster animals so they don't have to sit in shelters during the crisis.
Oh, you stop that.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? I thought about fostering some animals, but my husband, he's like, we got 2 cats that just showed up on our back porch.
You've got those 2 new kittens
animals.
That have claimed your garage as theirs now.
They have pretty much claimed our garage, for sure.
Well, that's good that we have these stories. And like you said, there's still more of them. That's just all we can cover right now. So there's tons of these. So if you are in a slump or you're in a funk, just look up these good stories. They're everywhere. You just got to look for them.
We'll also share some of these to our Facebook page so you can get a good smile as well. But if something good's going on in your life, you're finding the positive in things, please share it with us because we would love to share that with. Because right now, we all need that. We all need a little more positivity because I feel like as the weeks go on and we're all still quarantined, it's going to start getting a lot tougher on everyone.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that we are finding the positive in things.
Preach it.
It's Mandy and Jimmy. Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. All right. So we just wanted to let you know that there are still some restaurants that are open for business and offering limited services. We've got the times, the businesses, what they're offering, where you can find them up on our website right now. We've put a whole entire list there for you. Just go to hits106.com. You'll see the little flipper. It says open for business. Just click on that and then you'll see an entire list of some restaurants that are still up and running, which is really, really awesome because there are a ton of them and they can really use our support right now.
And it was hard, you know, because normally it's hard to find it. When you Google things, it doesn't really give you the totally up-to-date info. So when you go to that link on our page, it's got everything there for you. So you don't have to do all the extra legwork. We got you covered.
Mm-hmm. We got you covered. Uh-huh. That's for sure. All right. So Kanye West and Taylor Swift.
Oh my
we
gosh.
May actually have the answer as to why they were feuding in the first place. I mean, we kind of knew, but there's been some leaked audio. So it is officially official. Who's in the wrong, Kanye or Taylor? We'll play it for you coming up next, right here on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. So this morning we got a little different setup, Mandy.
Yes.
You're at your house at Casa de Mandy.
That's right. It is so bizarre. I'm trying not to talk too loud because I don't want to wake everybody up. But at the same time, who cares, right?
I think. Yeah. What are they going to do? What, they can't take a nap all day? No one's going anywhere to do anything. So it might actually be better for you if you get them up now. And then at 10 o'clock, they'll want to go back to sleep. So then you can get another break. So parents out there, maybe start doing that.
No, it doesn't work. I've tried that. Oh. My kids are night owls. So it doesn't matter how early I get them up. They'll still stay up late.
Yeah, this is coming from someone who doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that advice.
Nice try, though.
Yeah. So, sad news over the weekend. Kenny Rogers passed away at the age of 81.
That was so sad.
The gambler. You got to know when to hold. He's so good. Know
when to hold. Breaks my heart. I saw a lot of people posting over the weekend pictures with him. I was like, wow, I had a lot of friends that actually had pictures taken with him.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
And Dolly Parton posted a really sweet video, and she got a little choked up when she was talking about it.
Aww.
Also, in other news, this feud between Taylor Swift and Kanye West / Kim Kardashian, it's real. And something happened over the weekend. The full conversation, phone call leaked from, I think it was 2016, when Kanye released a song and he called Taylor the B word and all this stuff. There was, he said, she said, where Kanye and Kim said, no, we told her we were going to call her the B word and all this would happen. And Taylor said, yes. And then when the song came out, she pretended that she was all offended.
Yes.
Well, Taylor has always denied all that. And while the full conversation is out, we can play some of it. There are some bleeps in here, but here is it.
The reason why it will be happening is because it has a very controversial line about you.
Is it going to be mean?
It says, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex.
That's not mean.
Okay.
Oh my God, the buildup you gave it, I thought it was going to be like that stupid dumb.
I had this line where I said, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex.
Feminists are going to come out. But I mean, you don't give a
Well, what I give a about is just you as a person.
So there it is. He didn't mention anything, and this is just a clip, but the full phone call was, he didn't mention anything in that phone call about that line. But Taylor knew, like she said, oh, I thought you were going to, you know, like that crazy beep. Well, like, oh, because she knows him. She was right, but he didn't tell her. So I don't know. This is just, at least it's something to get our minds, like some kind of drama to get our minds off of what's going on in the world, you know?
Right.
Normally I would say, ugh, this is so stupid. But in these times, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm all in. We need to dive into this. Anyways.
At the same point, though, if I was Taylor, I'd just be like, whatever.
Exactly. At this point, it's it's not worth it. It's four years later. Like, get over yourselves. And they're both fine. They don't need this. Neither of them do. It's going to be kind of a drizzly, overcast morning. We might get some sunshine later today. We're going to have highs in the 50s. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so we've got second date update. This one is one of our favorites. It's Juliet and Roger, and it deals with kids on a first date.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully this will take your mind off all the coronavirus chit-chat and a little dating drama right here. Hey, Julia. How you feeling?
Hi. Things could definitely be better, but they could definitely be worse. So I guess I'm somewhere in the middle.
Well, hopefully we can kind of get things headed in more of like a positive direction for you. Why don't you tell us like the latest with Roger?
Well, he's ignoring me, and I don't really know why, because we had such a nice time on our date.
Okay. Did you guys do anything? Like, did something weird happen? Like, what did you guys do?
No, we went to the aquarium, and it was cool. We had a lot of fun, and it was definitely a change of pace from the dates I've been on.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like it was fun. How did things go between you and Roger?
They went really smoothly. There was no awkward silence. We laughed. We had a great time. I felt really comfortable with him.
Okay. Well, I mean, how do you think Roger's impression was?
I definitely think he felt the same way. I mean, if something was really bothering him, I didn't catch it.
So why do you think he's ghosting you?
I don't know. I feel like maybe he's not looking for something long-term. He didn't say it explicitly, but I could see him feeling that way.
Okay. Did he say or do something that kind of made you feel that way?
I don't know if I can really explain it. It was just sort of intuition, nothing concrete.
All right, well, why don't we call him and find out what's going on?
All right, let's do it.
All right, hang on.
Hello.
Hi, Roger. Is this Roger we're speaking with?
Yeah, this is Roger.
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We kind of do a morning show here. We were calling in regards to Julia. Do you mind if we ask you a few things about the date you had with her?
Yeah, that's fine. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, did you guys have fun on the date at least?
Honestly, no, not really.
Really? Okay.
I mean, the potential was there, but it wasn't really a date.
Well, what was it then? If it wasn't a date,
I felt like I was babysitting the whole time. I don't know if she mentioned she brought her kid, and I got to be honest, it killed the mood for me quite a bit.
Okay, did you know that her kid was coming?
Nope, she never mentioned it once.
Wow.
Total surprise.
Okay,
and you know, I was sort of like, oh, this is what we're doing right now. Okay, you know,
right? Okay. Well, we have Julia on the phone with us. Julia, why didn't you tell us that you brought your kid on the date?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I thought it would be assumed he invited me to the aquarium and he knew I had a kid. So it seemed like he was trying to be nice and include him.
Okay.
No. You totally misread the situation.
Then why didn't you ask me out to dinner or a bar?
I just thought it would be a cool date, something different.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Why didn't you take me to, like, a petting zoo or Chuck E. Cheese?
You know what? I was just trying to do something a little different.
Yeah, you should have said not to bring my son.
Well, it was a first date. Why would you bring your son?
Because you knew I had a kid and we were going to the aquarium.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this kind of seems like a big misunderstanding. Do you think that you guys could kind of look past this and give it another shot? Without the son involved?
I mean, I guess I'd be willing to get to know him.
Okay, Roger, you down?
Honestly, I'm sorry. I mean, if she's going to put her kid first, I think that's great. But I'm looking for somebody that I want to date. You know, somebody that's not always going to be a parent first. So I'm going to have to pass.
Wow, you're saying you want priority over my kid? Yeah, well, I don't want to date you either. You're like a man baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Julia, I'm so sorry this did not work out for you.
It's fine. It's dodged a bullet.
I wish you the best.
It's 106.3.
Second date update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
All right, so I'm sure you saw this yesterday, but we're going to cover it just in case you might have missed it. You were probably binge watching your Netflix shows or whatever.
Heck yeah.
But Andy Beshear ordered non-essential retail businesses to close. I thought that this was already a thing, but apparently it's official, including clothing stores, car dealerships, and so forth.
Yeah, so the non-essential, it kind of was funny in a way because Andy Beshear said that liquor stores are considered essential in this. So restaurants and drive-thrus, grocery stores and liquor stores are all considered essential, and they will have, you know, the drive-up and the dine-out to go. So, like, mm-hmm. Some restaurants will still be open that you just can't dine in. But, yeah, so basically retail car dealerships, they did say that mechanic shops will still be open because, you know, if you your car breaks down, you got to take it somewhere, you got to get your oil changed, something like that. But, yeah, that'll take place 8 p.m. tonight. That all goes into effect.
And again, so, we have all this information up on our website. We try to keep you up to date the best we possibly can. So if you might have missed some information, you can always find it at hits1063.com.
And also, Kroger is, they're allowing 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. To 8 a.m. being for seniors only. And that's starting today. So we've noticed a couple other stores that are doing this, dedicating 1 hour of each day to those that are higher risk for the coronavirus. So it's really awesome that Kroger's doing that.
What time did you say that was?
7 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay. Hopefully they restock some things at that time because I was there yesterday and they literally have nothing. I was like, we're all about to become a bunch of vegetarians.
Well, that's why they're doing it from 7 to 8 a.m. because that's when they're opening. So they're closing overnight. And then as soon as they open, that'll allow, you know, the senior, and those that are high risk to come in and get the groceries. So
that's a good thing.
Shouts out to Kroger.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
Coming at you live from my house right now.
Oh, live from Casa de Mandy.
It's so weird. I can hear the birds chirping outside my window.
It's great ambiance. If we were both quiet enough, you could probably hear the birds chirping through your window. They're up early.
They really are. I think they're just saying good morning. How's it going? They're not used to somebody being up this early in my house.
They're like, everyone's cats and dogs are like, what? What are you doing? Yeah. Why? This isn't, no, what's happening?
But yeah.
So of course, we're doing this.
Does not care.
He wants you to feed him all day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
We're doing this because we're social distancing. Mandy wants to make sure she can be at home with her family, not have to come in and out unnecessarily. So I'm back at home base in the studio, and Mandy, you're doing it live from your new studio in your house.
Yeah, which is currently at my dining room table.
Nice.
So, and here, I'm waiting patiently for my entire family to wake up and make so much noise that we won't be able to have a conversation.
I can't wait. We'll hear them making breakfast. It'll be like we're doing the show live from a restaurant, basically.
Are you kidding me? My family, we don't make breakfast here, Jimmy. It's all about Pop-Tarts and cereal.
Well, yeah, you're here, cereal getting poured into bowls is what I mean. And like stuff getting dropped and dishes clanging around.
Valid. My 5-year-old tried to make a sandwich yesterday, one that you stick in the microwave, but he didn't know you take it out of the wrapper. And so he threw the whole sandwich with the wrapper in there, plastic one, and tried to turn it on. And I don't even know how he knew how to do all this, but he did it. So it's fine.
It's all fine.
Almost burnt down my house, but it's all good. I was right there.
Have you seen all of these Andy Beshear memes? This man is amazing, and he has gone absolutely viral, like nationally, worldwide. People are talking about our governor, Andy Beshear, and it's pretty cool.
Because he's the best.
There's a meme page, Mandy, that you, I think you added me something. It's Andy Beshear memes for social distancing teens.
Yes.
It's just a bunch of random memes, and there's almost 70,000 people in this group, and it's just awesome memes about Andy Beshear.
It really is. They have a video that says, you can't touch this. And it says, Andy versus coronavirus, hashtag healthy at home, hashtag team Kentucky.
Yeah.
And it's basically somebody photoshopped his face on all different scenes where he's like Superman and he's running a marathon.
Yeah. where he's got the Hulk and then he's Superman. And
yeah,
it's people on the internet. I don't know how they do this, but yes, just thank you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I also love the fact that people are writing his name on the bottom of their shoe as if we're in Toy Story.
Because he's got the same haircut as Andy or as Woody from Toy Story. It's perfect. Come on. Just come on.
It's my favorite. I love it for sure. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 at 7:15. And if the show sounds a little different this morning, Mandy is quarantined in her house. We're social distancing from each other. You're there. The kiddos aren't awake yet. It's still kind of quiet there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so quiet.
Okay.
I cannot believe it.
I can hear the birds chirping in the background, though. That's very pleasant.
No, they're so sweet to me.
But crazy. So we're doing the show like this. We're Skyping, so there's no video, but we're voice conferencing. And so I'm sure a lot of people are either video calling for meetings or, you know, the go to meetings, all those kind of things. And that could lead to some awkward stuff happening, you think?
Yeah, like the hashtag poor Jennifer is trending.
Yes, this is the poor Jennifer. So I'm going to play some audio. And this is from a video conference where it's like 10 people and they're all on this big page. They're all have their cameras pointing on them. And Jennifer forgot that her camera was on and she had to use the potty. And her coworkers, you can kind of hear in the audio of them all figuring out what's happening on Jennifer's screen. So here it is.
Like people of other professions don't have.
Yeah. Hold on.
What happened?
I saw nothing.
Oh my God.
Poor Jennifer.
Yeah.
Poor Jennifer.
She sat down on the John and was sat there for a second. And then I think she realized, oh, wait. I have my phone right here. And then she smacked it out of the way. And the coworker that was leading the whole thing, she wasn't looking at the video. So she's like, wait, what? Why are all of you making noises? What's happening?
It's so glorious. And this is so something I would do too. I feel hurt.
I don't know how this doesn't happen more. It probably will because this happening everywhere now. So look, when nature calls, some meetings are long.
So, I would be like, can I just take 2 seconds? Yeah. I will be right back.
Put it on mute and then you turn your phone away. Everybody knows that. And now Jennifer knows that.
Poor Jennifer.
We'll find this. Some people were like, how can you share this? But it's lighthearted. It's not,
you can't even see her face.
No,
you don't know what poor Jennifer looks like.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll find a link to this and share it so you can get a good little giggle this morning.
Ugh, definitely. And learn from it. Don't do this if you're conferencing.
Learn from Jennifer.
In fact, I got mine shut off, so Jimmy and I can't see each other right now.
Yeah, put tape over it.
Yeah. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 at 7:27. So there's been some stories coming out of Kentucky that have gone viral amidst the self-quarantining and the coronavirus and all that stuff. One of these that we're going to share is just ridiculous and would be a part of our crazy stories, but true. But this first one is about a quarantine mom that shared an awesome, hilarious note. Mandy, I feel like this is right up your alley.
Yes. Apparently the 8-year-old is criticizing his mom for her homeschooling skills and decided to write a note. He actually wrote this in his journal and the mom saw it and posted it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going viral because of what the kid said. It says, "It's not going good. Mom is getting stressed out. My mom is really getting confused. We took a break so my mom can figure out this stuff. And I'm telling you, it's not going good."
That's what Ben had to say. That's from Boone County. Shout out to Boone County.
Yeah, I will tell you really fast. When my daughter was younger, I didn't know how to help her with her math. And she wrote a note on the top of her paper to her teacher saying, "My mom doesn't understand your math." So I feel this mom's pain.
There's been so many stories of moms and dads and parents that are just like, teachers, whatever you're getting paid, quadruple it. I don't know how how are you doing this?
I've been saying that for quite some time.
I have two
teachers
at home.
Are amazing.
Yeah, I have
they
two
don't
at home
enough.
And I don't know what to do. How do you do this with 23 of them? What's happening?
It's so crazy.
Also, this other story that's going viral, I believe this is from Louisville, and a couple is upset because I think it was Kroger, wherever they went. They would not allow them to buy, I think it was 100 cases of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, why do you need that much Mountain Dew? Seriously.
Look, maybe
thirsty.
Yeah, maybe this is why you got to drink Mountain Dew right here.
"I tried just one chilling that set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew."
Oh, God.
Sometimes that can happen. Oh. But here's, someone recorded this happening, and it's just ridiculous.
"What a liar! He's
supposed to lose their mind
You're
over
something.
Over some Mountain Dew. Over some Mountain Dew.
I'm telling you, you're such a liar. You just told me just now that I can go outside and come back in and get a drink."
So they just keep going. But it's just like, people, what are we doing? They're trying to buy. They had those giant 48 packs of Mountain Dew, and then they started throwing them on the counter, like towards the cashier. It's just people are, oh my goodness. So.
Well, I feel like we're going to hear more and more stories like this, but you don't need that much Mountain Dew.
Nobody does.
That's the number one that dentists say is the number one thing that causes cavities and rots out your teeth more than anything else is Mountain Dew. So,
for sure. It's ridiculous. So just don't be like these people. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Anyways, it's going to be overcast and kind of drizzly this morning. We might see some sunshine later this afternoon. We're going to have highs in the 50s.
All right, so we posted this on our Facebook over the weekend and got some pretty funny responses, and we'd love to hear what your name is. So you can always call us up, 280-1063. Your quarantine nickname is how you feel right now, plus the last thing you ate out of your cupboard. Call us up. We'd love to hear these. Let's have a little fun this morning, shall we? It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so we know times are kind of rough right now. We're a little stressed out about the coronavirus. Yeah. So we figured we'd have a little fun this morning and get your quarantine nickname, which is how you feel right now, plus the last thing you ate in the cupboard. So with that being said, Jimmy, what is yours?
My last, well, it's not what I ate out of the cupboard. I forgot my actual breakfast this morning. And the last thing I ate was Welch's fruit and yogurt gummy snacks. Oh. So I would say my name is Hangry Welch's fruit and yogurt gummy snacks, because I forgot my actual food. So I've been eating gummies like I am a child all morning. And so, yeah, I'm hangry, and I'm my name is Hangry Welch's yogurt covered gummy snacks.
I love it. It's so long, but suiting. It's very suiting to you.
It's a long, it'd be a long t-shirt if I had to make one.
I would say mine is Anxious Brownie, because I ate a brownie this morning and I'm feeling a little anxious.
Oh, you're doing the show from home. So are we going to be hearing this all morning?
No, I haven't eaten anything other than that brownie. And that was early this morning. And yes, you can hear that sound effect on our Insta stories, because I did a little Insta story on how my whole setup is.
I feel like once your kids wake up, your 5-year old's going to be walking around and he's going to be like getting real close to your face, chewing his chips like this.
Yeah. What are you doing, Mom? Yeah. Can I get on there?
What are you doing?
Can I be a part of the show, Mom?
Are you almost done? I'm hungry. Can we watch TV? I can't get TV to work. Can I order a movie?
Should be fun. I'm waiting patiently for the chaos to happen.
We want to hear your quarantine nicknames.
Yeah, call us up, 280-1063. We'll take your calls next.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so we're having a little fun this morning. What is your quarantine nickname? Which is basically how you're feeling right now, plus the last thing you ate out of your cupboard, or really just the last thing you ate.
Yeah.
Mine was Anxious Brownie, because I had a brownie earlier this morning.
I feel like that's a lot of people's nickname.
Yes. Here are some of the ones that we got on Facebook.
Yeah.
Amanda says Lazy Meatloaf.
Oh,
she's
yum.
Like, well, ain't that true?
That sounds like a sick mixtape that's about to drop.
Rachel says Tired Wine. Caitlin says Sleepy Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's actually a cool name.
How about Papa Vince? Mischievous Lemon Muffin. Or
Anxious Pork Soft Taco. Lee, I didn't know you could get pork.
Lee Bond said Anxiety Cheese Stick. This is fantastic. These
Stress Pickle.
So whatever, again, it's how you're feeling right now, plus the last thing you ate. So let's share with the world what your coronavirus quarantine nickname is.
This is really funny.
It's what you got to do to get through this, you know?
Yeah, Jacqueline, real quick, says she is Tipsy Toast.
Hey, that needs to be like the name of a thing. Are we going to dip toast in something?
Yeah, get a little tipsy and add some toast to it.
I think we just figured something out. This was a breakthrough.
Definitely was. Please call us up and share yours. We would love to hear it. Put a smile on your face this morning. Give us all the giggles. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so if you are trying to find shows to binge watch on Netflix.
Like all of us are.
Apparently, The Tiger King is where it's at.
Oh my gosh. This.
I can't stop laughing.
There's so much to say about it, but there's also nothing at all to say about it. I'm sure if you've logged into Netflix, it's the first thing that's popping up as the preview when everybody logs in.
And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, it's very, very quickly picking up steam. And all the memes you see, you're either going to be Andy Beshear or this Tiger King show in the next couple days. It's wild. I actually have some of the trailer to play. So if you haven't heard of this, it's just a little taste of what this show is.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
People are nuts, man. They're all crazy.
sure y'all got a story to tell.
It gets better from there, but we don't have time to play the whole thing. It's wild.
I'm totally going to be watching that this evening.
There's so much happening. It's basically a guy that owned a bunch of tigers and would do like little shows with the tigers from his giant house that he had. And then someone else puts a hit out on him. There's so many layers to this, but
there really is.
You need to watch it, is basically what we're saying.
He's got that wonderful hairstyle, too.
Oh, yeah. By the way, how did I not mention that he's got neck tattoos, a bleach blonde mullet, a Fu Manchu mustache, an eyebrow ring, and six hoop earrings in each ear. And he wears bedazzled long sleeve button up shirts while he trains.
I mean, and he's facing 22 years in prison for attempting to pay a hitman. Sounds like a golden show right now.
You hooked me in with all of this. So that's all of our homework. If you're listening right now, that's your homework. And we'll report back.
That's right. Watch it on Netflix and then report back to us and tell you how much you love it.
Yes.
Or hate it. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
That was Rihanna. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Oh, Riri, she's doing some good. She actually just donated $5 million to help fight the spread of the coronavirus. This is through her Clara Lionel Foundation. The money's actually going to go to food banks across the U.S. to support medical staffers as well, so they can get protective equipment, critical respiratory supplies, and maintenance of the intensive care units, which is really awesome that she's doing that. This is the first I've heard.
That is really, really cool. I also saw that the donation will help in the development of a vaccine. So there's been a lot of celebrities and athletes and professional sports teams. I've seen NBA teams that are doing this where they're donating to the local communities, to healthcare workers, to food banks, and all that kind of stuff. So like we've kind of talked about all show, there are a lot of positive things happening in this crazy world we're in right now.
For sure. I didn't know. I thought Rihanna was the only one that's actually donated it towards the medical staffers. Mm-hmm. I thought all the like NBA players and stuff like that were just donating it to the workers that lost their jobs.
Yeah, most of
but
those
that's
are
really cool.
Yeah, there have been a couple, and they're just donating to like general funds, and those funds will be distributed throughout to medical supply, stuff like that. But good for that. $5 million. That's the most I've seen out of everyone. I've seen a couple hundred thousand here and there, but $5 million, that's a ton.
Hats off to old Riri for sure. We love her.
Love it.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so this year is the 35th anniversary of the release of the hit song, We Are the World. Do you remember that?
Oh,
we are the world.
It had everyone in it, and Lionel Richie and his golden voice.
Yeah, and Michael Jackson and all kinds of stuff. Well, Lionel Richie actually just did an interview with People where he was like, I would really like to bring back this song because I feel like this is what we need right now. The world needs to come together as one, and this song would kind of help us through that.
It is. I want to play the beginning of it here. This is Yes,
okay,
it's
awesome.
So beautiful.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time.
It's so, their voices are just so magical. Stevie
That's
Wonder and
the word I was thinking in my head. I think you read my mind.
Yeah, if you close your eyes and listen to that with the background, the instrumental, it sounds like you're in a Disney movie. It's so Lionel Richie, he can make this happen. I mean, he's already got Katy Perry and Luke Bryan that he does American Idol with, so he's got the hookup with all the artists. So let's do this.
Absolutely, I am excited for it. Can't wait for it. I'm here for it. What other can I say for it?
I think it's just, yes, it's I'm here for it, for all of it. That is mood.
I'm here for all
this
of it.
Song is mood. I think. I don't know.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. It's going to be kind of an overcast morning. We got a chance for some sunshine to head our way this afternoon. We're going to have highs in the 50s. I'm saying.
We need some sunshine.
So how's it going?
Is it going to get warmer at all?
Let's see. Exactly. I know today's going to be like in the 50s-ish, but I don't know what was up with this weekend, but I had a complaint that I wanted to put in. I was going to pull a full-on Karen with Mother Nature. Like, excuse me, ma'am. You know we are all quarantined. We can't go anywhere. Can you at least give us some warm weather or not raining so we can go outside?
You know, I will tell you some positives that I noticed over the weekend.
Yeah, please.
as I was driving, I had to go to the store. I had to get out. So yeah. I was like, okay, we're going to do this. As I'm driving, this one guy is like cleaning out his garage that had all kinds of appliances and stuff in there. I don't know where he was taking it, but he was cleaning it out.
He was probably just finding something busy to do because everyone's at home. And that's like what my dad always did. He would just go in the garage and just move stuff to different places and then take stuff out of boxes and then put it back in to feel like he did something.
Yeah, that's pretty much going. I saw a couple people doing that. This one guy, he already had a trailer full, so he was almost done. And then somebody had just lifted their garage and was dragging stuff out. So I don't know if they were trying to have a garage sale, which I hope not.
Or just a stuff off to be like, who's got more stuff? I got better stuff than you.
Yeah, I think they were just cleaning. But also, I saw a lot of people riding their bikes. Social distancing, of course.
Right.
And kids playing out in their front yard with their brother or sister, which made me feel really good. You know, I know things are kind of crazy right now, but it's cool to see that this is happening.
Like it almost like was when we were younger growing up, where you're like outside on the weekends. I know it's a crazy concept, but
I mean, it's so crazy.
Yeah. So just for the weather real quick, tomorrow it's supposed to rain again. Wednesday and Thursday will be in the 60s to upper 60s, and then Friday in the 70s, but a chance for rain. So warmer is on the way. If we can get through today and tomorrow, the rest of the week should be good.
2020 has been the year of rain.
It's been the year of a lot of things.
valid point.
Yeah.
Valid point.
Well, enjoy your day at your quarantine residence.
Yes.
You need to watch that King Tiger show. Don't forget that. We all need to watch that.
Absolutely. If I can just get my kids in one room to watch a movie at some point. Or YouTube. That seems to be a thing now. They like to watch other kids play games on YouTube, which is crazy.
Especially nowadays. I've become that where I'm on Twitch and I'm like, you know, this is my life. I'm 28 and I'm watching other people probably way younger than me play video games and I'm like cheering them on. It's bizarre.
You're like, go.
Just wraps everything. Like we just said, 2020 is a strange year and that's me. I'm now cheering 13-year-olds playing Call of Duty.
Right.
That's my life.
Well, we are officially done. I think it's pretty successful today with me being at home, huh?
I think so. I mean, we didn't have any technical difficulties. We didn't have any
We better knock on wood.
Oh, my bad. Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah. So
tomorrow's a different day.
Amen.
Be safe. Wash those hands. Don't touch your face. Stay inside. And it's crazy that I just said all those in one sentence.
I know, right?
We hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll be back again tomorrow. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.